Hello and welcome back to The Last Action Critics with your hosts, Will, Ian, and series regular, Jen! If you haven't heard a Jen episode yet, go check out Dope. It was dope. That's what I meant.
Ooh, I like that.
I like it.
Nope was dope.
Yeah, we're bringing Jen back.
Yep.
And we're going to bring her back.
Yes.
And we're going to bring her back.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Series regular.
Series regular.
I'll ever hear that in my life.
No. No. I actually just saw your AT&T ad the other day.
Oh, hell
yeah. Old crying Jen.
Crying little girl.
I had an issue with your lotto.
Really?
One. They did two different versions.
Oh, don't get me started.
WTF.
Don't get me started.
Why aren't you in both?
Oh, they have the Hispanic market and then the general market.
You work to both.
I thought so, because they use same people in both commercials, you noticed. You know, it was just the couple that was different and a couple people, so
weird.
I guess.
Yeah,
because I've seen just yours. Another reminder that people are not people.
Yeah, I saw that and I was like oh, it's Jen Zed. Oh, in English. Where's Jen? Eric?
Yep.
Where are the people I know?
Yes, Eric too. We were the interchangeable ones.
Not cool, man.
No, I know.
Not cool.
It's rough.
If you get a chance, watch that Spanish language California Lottery.
Yes, gotta get on the Hispanic network to watch it. But the ads, I'm in all the ads on Instagram and stuff. You can see me passing through the store.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah.
Get your face out there.
Get it out there. Any way I can.
All right. Well, we are here.
We're
doing Jaws this week. It is episode 36. Mm-hmm. We are in season two.
Wow.
Season two, 36. We're doing it.
We are doing it.
I'm excited for today's show because we are doing Jaws, and Jaws is awesome. We're going to do a little hype bands, what you've been watching, the usuals, you know. Then we're going to get to Jaws. We're going to break it down. If at some point you want to just skip ahead to the review, check the description for the timestamps. It is in there.
You can
just jump ahead to our Jaws review if you don't have enough time and you don't want to hear us just yibber yabber about commercials that they really blew it on. Ian does all the timestamp work.
An annoying amount of work into those. So if you just want to jump to trailers or what we've been watching, it's all there.
It's nice. All timestamped out in the description. Check it out.
Efficient.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. All right. Let's just do a little overview.
Yeah.
What do we think of Jaws?
Jaws.
How did we watch it? And what did we think of it?
Well, I saw it in IMAX.
Nice.
You did as well.
I did as well.
Jen saw it in TV Max.
And I watched it on YouTube because you can't watch it now.
It's not available?
Yeah, it costs money, like $3.99.
Cool.
So I went to YouTube and I watched it in different increments.
For $3, you could have seen it at the theater.
I know. No, but I've seen it, so I was like, it was a refresher. Movie. I loved it. Yeah.
Yes.
It is the original In the Water. Nope.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right? So
it's absolutely
great that you're back for Nope in the Water.
Nope in the water.
Nope in the water.
Which is a great compliment to Nope.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah. And the water.
And the water.
And the water.
Water.
You know, just a place that we love to explore.
We're drying up. We got to give it up for water.
Yeah. Give it up for water. Yeah. In this heat wave.
Raise the roof.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's hot.
Yes. Yeah, Jaws was awesome.
Oh, so good.
It just love it.
A constant reminder of, like, you know, how good it was.
Yes.
And how much I fear getting in the water. Even when I saw this as a child, I had trouble getting in the bathtub.
They're gonna come up that drain.
Weird. I was like, this is frightening.
I feel like if you see this movie under the age of 10, maybe for the first time, you are then given shark issues.
Oh yes.
I didn't want to go in the, I mean, jellyfish number one, sharks number two though, you know, like box, I'm not going in, I wasn't going in the water.
But, yes. Yeah. But that's real.
Jellyfish are real. But also that's not disputed. That's never been disputed. The amount of shark fascination that came out after Jaws. I mean, Jaws, you could, you know, like, we have shark weeks.
We do.
Now. Yes.
We have all these things, this fascination with these kind of like killing machines. I feel like a lot of it stems from Jaws kind of thrusting it into the forefront of our mind of like, oh, right.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
They're under there and they dominate us.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
You know, there's a whole part of this world we don't dominate.
Which Megalodon. Don't forget about Megalodon.
The Meg.
He's down there.
He is down there. Jason Statham got him.
Which had a bigger effect? Which Spielberg film had a larger effect on like the pop culture world? Jaws or Jurassic Park?
Oh.
Like, which did more for its community of shark fans or dinosaur fans?
Definitely dinosaur fans.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, and they put way more money into continuing the dinosaur fascination.
There's at like least within Jaws their movies. Thing.
There is, but like, you don't know any of them.
No.
You know, they didn't have epic releases.
Yeah.
That's true. You know, they just kind of like, ooh, yeah. By the time you get to four, you're like, ooh.
And yeah, like, real bad. My recollection was Jaws was a disaster from the beginning, right? Of getting it made with the shark and everything and the poor Bruce number one is at the bottom of some
there were three Bruces. None of them worked well. Robert Shaw was drinking.
But what a movie they turned out.
What a movie. Yeah. I think the problems of making the movie are what made this movie so good.
Yes.
The ingenuity of, like, this to me is what reminds me, and there are many other movies of his, but it's like you look at Spielberg and you're like, oh, you are legitimately a very good director. You understand how to make a compelling movie, and you see, like, the music in this movie, as an example, I know he didn't write it, but he certainly worked with John Williams more.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's just, it's such a fantastic movie. It is a director, like, coming into his own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we got to be the shark.
Yes.
It's kind of messed up.
Yeah, yeah, you're looking up.
Especially when the little kid gets eaten.
Oh, that poor kid.
Oh my god, yeah.
Spoiler.
Alex Kittner.
Yeah, he is not afraid to just be like, oh, you made a bad decision? That means people die.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know what the mayor guy or whatever that guy is, but like, yeah, that guy's got suicide in his future. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, he is
classic
his suits are the best.
Oh my god, he looked like a car salesman.
He's
like
a used car salesman.
You're just like, wow,
that's a Halloween costume.
That
somebody
guy,
put
that guy would fit into Anchorman, no problem. He would just walk on set and he'd be like, "Hey, are you in for Ron today? Right, who are you?"
All right, let's dive further into this. We'll get there
a little bit later on. But let's get into the
how you been.
Obviously, if you have been just normal, just, you know, we can push, you know, but
I'll start it off. Vivian started school officially.
Boom.
So Tabria, yesterday was her first day,
which is why we're here.
Which is why we're here during the day.
In recording. The AC.
Yeah.
Nice.
Not in my studio of sweat.
Yeah. And, you know, she boom right back into it. Loves it.
Aww.
Loves it.
She has such a kind of a curious and wonderful nature to her that is just like she wants to do things correctly, and she also wants to interact, you know, in a way that's like, let's do this thing. You know what I mean? Like, this whole life thing seems neat.
Yeah,
you know? That's so awesome.
Yeah. Dang, she's got cool parents too.
That helps.
Yeah, they're all right. So let's not oversell them.
That's how I've been.
Yeah, Jen.
I've been really good, trying to stay cool in my old ass apartment with no central air. We have like a little like R2-D2 kind of like, right? Is that the right one? The one that's
the little fella.
Sorry, Star Wars fans.
Yikes! Here comes the Star Wars
incels. I'm canceled. So good. I went to the movie theaters and saw a good movie.
What movie?
Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
Ooh, okay. We'll talk about that. We'll save that for
$3 cinema day. So, you know, I'm just trying to stay cool and getting back into life. So, feeling good.
Really good.
Nice.
Yeah.
Feeling happy to be back.
Last we saw you, you were in the middle of sketch show hell.
Growlings.
Going hard. were you excited the way your show went?
The show was excellent. The
show was great. I did see it. It was fantastic. Jen was great.
Nice. Great. Yeah. I loved it. The show was great. I met new friends. that's all I can hope for nice. In that. Yes. So I'm excited absolutely. To go back.
Good. I'm glad. I'm excited to watch again.
I'm glad the show went well. As well. Yes, that's awesome.
The show was great.
That's really awesome.
Tight yeah, hour.
Yeah. Tight hour. Bang, bang, bang.
And yourself?
I had a great time. I mean, I've been working. And if you don't know, if you're not from California, it has been hot.
Hot.
I've been sweating my little booty off. but, you know, my booty's off. So there that's great. And then Crystal and I went to San Diego. On Monday, we took a little day trip down. Vagina. We saw my friend Jay and Lori. Actually, the translation's been lost.
Oh, man.
San Diego.
San Diego. Yeah. Many scholars.
Many. Lost.
Had a great time. Went to a couple breweries. Saw my friend Jay and Lori that I haven't seen in forever. Had dinner with them.
Nice.
You ever show up to a meetup with people and you're just like, you just realize like, oops. We're buzzed.
Yeah, I've been down that road before.
Oops, we're buzzed and they're not buzzed. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? But like, we showed up in San Diego at like 10 in the morning, had breakfast at this cute little place in Old Town where they had margarita flights.
That's dangerous.
You can get a flight of margarita.
They're asking people to get oops buzzed.
They
oops
buzzed. So we started with a flight, and then we hit like two or three breweries, and then we showed up to meet up with Jay and Lori. And I, you know, like, I'm a larger person. Sure. Like, I can handle my booze pretty well, and, you know, like, I'm passable. You know, if you know me pretty well, you're probably like, oh, we see it, Will.
Yeah.
But if you don't know me that well, you know, you might be like, oh, he's just rambunctious.
Yeah, I know Buzz Bill. Buzz Bill.
Either way, I had a great time. Okay. I hope that Jay and Lori had a good time. You know,
we should call them. Are they okay? Are
you guys good? At one point at the end of our, we went to Jay Works for June Shine, so we got to tour the June Shine, which is a kombucha company.
Yeah.
Technically, it's not kombucha. It's something else, but they just use kombucha because it's easy.
Is that the boozy kombucha?
Yeah. It's boozy. It's a hard kombucha called June Shine is the name.
Delicious.
It is really delightful. We had several tastings.
So you did that margarita flight and the boozcha?
Oh yeah, we did margaritas. We did three different breweries, but we were good. We only had one beer at each brewery. Uh-huh. We're like beer at each brewery, and then we'll move on.
Oh, okay.
And then we got to the kombucha where, you know, we had a glass of kombucha.
There you go.
The booch craft.
Oh, my goodness.
And we got to tour the facility and whatnot, fun. Which was super good. And then we went out to dinner and had another beer.
There you go.
And at the end, I was so yazzed up, excited that I picked up Jay and in a hug and something popped.
Oh, maybe it's a good pop. In you or in him?
In him.
Oh,
in
him. A good pop? Like a back pop?
You know what?
He loved that.
No, everyone likes. I felt it was mildly chiropractic.
Yeah.
You know, it had some maybe loosening effect. Maybe, you know.
Disc two and three.
Yeah. L7, really right back in play.
Well done.
Yeah. So that's how I've been.
Okay.
I've been good, but having fun and working.
Well, that's what you've been watching. We'll start with Jen because she saw Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
I saw Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
Yeah, tell us.
I was expecting not a lot.
Okay.
I mean, because with Gen Z, right? That's the humor that's going on.
Right.
I was kind of like, I hate when they do that, but it worked with this movie. Really funny moments. The lighting in this movie is excellent. It's a very dark movie, but whoever lit this movie, they did so good. Like with the glow.
Yeah.
Some people are wearing glow sticks on them. And it just was really a fun ride. I didn't expect it. And Jay, my partner, I were just like, oh, this was great for $3. And yeah, I really enjoyed myself. I know a lot of people aren't a big fan of Pete Davidson, but he did really great.
Good.
He did great. Me laugh. And I mean, mostly it's a women heavy horror feature.
Okay.
And there's only two guys. Oh. So it's nice to see this kind of like camaraderie of women. Well, I mean, sort of, but like it's very good with their, all of their performances were really swell.
Oh, awesome.
Would you have enjoyed it as much if you'd paid full price?
Absolutely not.
I would have enjoyed it, but
right. I wouldn't want to pay $20 for it. I would pay $6.
Okay, so wait till it comes on streaming and then
rent or
watch. Okay, good
I
to
mean,
know.
watch it in the dark. I think that's what made the movie so cool, is like you're in the theater and it's really dark and the movie's really dark. So when things happen, you're like, ah, you know?
Right.
So okay. If you're going to watch it at home, make sure it's pretty dark.
Do it at night. No glare.
No glare. But I would say, yeah, go. It's fun. It's a fun, like, new take on a... Bodies, Bodies, Bodies is basically just like murder, you know?
It's like a murder mystery.
Murder mystery, yeah. You know?
It's like everyone comes to the party, somebody gets murdered, and we all try and figure out who it was.
Literally watch Frasier, the episode Frasier, when they play that game and the guy really dies on Roz. Yeah. And I'm like, this is pretty much Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
Right. It's an update of Clue.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes, yes.
Is Bodies, Bodies, Bodies the name of an actual game that people play?
Well, they're calling it
that. They're not
calling it Murder, which is what that game is.
They've changed it
to Bodies. Okay. The Gen Z version.
That's
the
Gen Z term. Okay.
Bodies,
okay.
Bodies, Bodies, Bodies.
All right, so if I show up at a party and they're like, let's play Bodies, 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 I know.
You leave.
Get the hell out of there.
Yeah,
okay. Or like keep your back to a wall so you can see everybody
there
coming.
There you go.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't go to Gen Z parties without weapons.
Right. And the last movie that I did watch, and I'll just throw it in there, a Netflix Cadaver. It's a Norwegian.
Cadaver.
It's a horror film.
It's called
Cadaver. It's excellent.
I feel like I saw a preview for it.
Yeah.
Do they have a point where a cadaver falls out the back of a truck?
That's very... They could have been.
I remember there's like a preview that I saw.
It's kind of like a post-apocalyptic start of the film. Like there's like a nuclear
fiasco.
And then
Can you call it a fiasco?
But then like it's like then they get invited to like this hotel, and then that's when the film starts. But like family driven, but also. Do you guys remember that horror house you go through called Sleep No More? Where you put the mask on and you just watch people.
I've heard of this.
Neil Patrick Harris, I think, does the
thing. Yeah, I think I've heard of this
thing. It's like
thing,
a real horror walkthrough house that you do called Sleep No More. It's very reminiscent of that.
Okay.
When they get to the hotel. Anyways, you guys should check it out.
Okay. We will.
All right.
Fun.
Yeah. We'll do it. Ian, what'd you watch, bud?
I've seen a couple things.
Okay.
I'm going to start with the super fun one, which I watched with Vivian. The Dora the Explorer live action film.
Oh, fun.
Fantastic.
Really?
I've seen a few episodes of Dora, so I get... But it's...
Do you need to have seen Dora to make it... To understand, I mean, obviously, Dora's a very pretty simple concept, but
yeah, I think you just need
she's a Dora, she Explora,
she Explora,
in Española. Some of the jokes, it helps to have a loose understanding,
understanding that she's got a weird map
because they play with all of those things.
Okay, great.
And the opening at one point, she sits down to dinner because in the show, she's always asking you if you can speak certain Spanish words.
Yes,
and at one point, they're sitting down to dinner and she looks at the camera and she's like, delicioso, can you say delicioso? And Michael Pena plays her father, and he like looks over his shoulder. He's like, "What is she talking to?"
Oh, I love that.
It's him and Eva Longoria are the parents.
Nice.
And they're like, "It's a phase. It's a phase. She'll grow out of it."
I love that.
She's breaking the fourth wall. She's a little doesn't exist.
Yeah,
psycho.
And then that's when she's young, and then she gets older. And so part of the movie is like Dora goes to high school in New York or in the big city.
Oh, wow.
But then ends up going on this big, treasure, whatever. It's directed by James Bobbin, who did like Flight of the Conchords and the Muppets movie.
It's really intelligent.
There's a fun drug scene where they turn into cartoons.
That's awesome.
There's a scene where a teen girl has to poop in the woods and they don't shy away from, you don't see it, but like they dig a hole. Dora sings a song about digging a hole. it's clever and
that
fun.
That is awesome.
I had a great time.
Love it.
And then the other two I watched, Honk for Jesus.
Okay.
Oh, was that good?
The movie itself is fine. They're not really treading any new water, but the two performances are amazing. Regina Hall and Sterling K. Brown are, without them, this movie wouldn't have been very good. But the two of them bring so much depth to their characters. It's a lot of fun. So I do recommend if you've got time and Peacock. Yeah. And then the last one, I watched the movie. Silas recommended it on our Thor episode, Beyond the Infinite 2 Minutes. It's about an hour and 10 minutes long Japanese movie.
Ooh.
It's on Prime, and it's about a guy who he owns a coffee shop and lives upstairs, and he learns that there is a 2 minute delay between the camera, like the monitor in his coffee shop and the monitor in his bedroom, and the downstairs is 2 minutes in the future.
Interesting.
It's so much fun what they do with this 2 minutes. Like they keep going back and forth and pulling more people in and talking to themselves in the future. And you see a lot of the same scenes twice, but from a different perspective.
Awesome.
It's charming. It's fun. It goes in a direction that you're like, Oh, all right. I highly recommend it. Hour 10 minutes.
What's the name of the movie again?
Beyond the Infinite 2 Minutes.
Beyond the Infinite. Yeah. I love that. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm into it.
Up to date on keeping up with the
Joneses.
The Joneses, the Game of Thrones.
The Game of Thrones.
Yeah, I watched the first episode of Lord of the Rings. And they're all the same thing. Yeah, you know, they're fine, they're fun, whatever.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Well, I'll jump in right there because I was essentially a basic boo this week. I watched all the shows I'm supposed to watch that the television tells me are the best ones.
Okay.
And those are GOT. I caught up on GOT. We're 3 episodes deep. I don't know that I have a character I like yet. But, you know, maybe we'll get one. Mm-hmm. That would be nice, you know? Mm-hmm. I think you're supposed to like the young princess. Yeah. But she just, you know, like, they haven't given her enough, you know, kind of, like, understanding of, like, why she's upset. And they keep doing time skips of, like, 3 years. Ugh, so you're just kind of, like,
it's too fast.
And you come into her just kind of being upset. And you're like, okay, well, give me a little bit more. So not quite there
yet. They did have building than character.
They did have a fun scene with you know, a war scene that was really fun. So third episode is starting to kind of bring at least some of that fun into it. But it's so far so good.
Did you see the slip up? They talked about it on the Today Show. Remember the coffee cup that they had
from the original show?
Well, there's another one where they had green screen fingers, like some guy's not supposed to have fingers.
Oh.
One of the kings or something.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
two of his fingers are green in it. And they caught it. I was like,
I missed that.
Oh, you Game of Thrones people are catching your shit.
Yeah, spending all that money.
Savannah Guthrie's on the case. It's the real Jessica Fletcher.
Thank God for Savannah.
Yeah, Savannah. And then I watched The Lord of the Rings, Power of the Rings.
Nice.
This is a show, kind of bored of the rings, to be honest.
A
little bit. You know, very pretty, looks really nice.
They spent $1 billion on this show.
Yeah, they forgot
stupid.
To like...
Yeah.
Good character building.
Yeah.
So, like, all your character building is just exposition.
Yeah.
Clunky exposition of, like, then this happened. Mm-hmm. So, you know how I feel about it, right? And we're like, no, we don't.
Yeah.
That's not, no. Give us more. I'd like to feel your pain, but you just did about 800 years in your first episode of backstory in like 3 minutes. And then you were like, we pretty much covered that, right, guys?
Yeah.
So far, not so great.
Yeah.
And the banter is not amazing. Like, no, I would have enjoyed more.
Bilbo Baggins banter?
No Bilbo Baggins banter.
The dwarf banter is better.
Dwarfs are better than the hobbits?
Hobbitses? The dwarf... Currently.
Okay.
I mean, we have one little hobbit that is, you know, kind of starting to be our main hobbit person.
Okay.
We have some mysterious person who has come out of the sky. We don't know who that is. I think it might be a Gandalf-y character, but I don't know.
Yeah.
A wizard of some sort. Maybe this is where they...
From
the clouds. Literally like a shooting star.
Yeah.
Hobbitsies found them. And then I watched She-Hulk. Solid fun. This last episode was a little like the humor didn't quite, the writing wasn't quite as sharp. And the CGI was like it's really good when they're in action scenes.
You don't have time to focus.
Yeah, and you don't have, you know, these aren't moves that we're all used to seeing a natural person do, right?
Mm-hmm.
So there's this kind of weird, like, She-Hulk walking down the hallway, and you're like, that doesn't look like a person.
Yep.
You know what I mean? It looks like player one making a corner and strafing through a corner.
No.
So that stuff's starting to be like, ugh, pick up your socks here, guys.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
The,
like, you're gonna ruin this for me, you know. The Uncanny Valley, yes.
When you know, and that's the biggest problem I think that a lot of CGI stuff runs into, is when you have things that you know, it's very easy to spot the problems. When you have dragons, you're like, well, I've never seen a dragon, so do you. But when you have a woman walking down the hallway, it's like, well, okay, her face is way too, and it doesn't quite.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Get on it, CG.
Get on it. Come on, Marvel.
Yeah. And then quickly, I watched a movie called A Mountain Between Us with Winslet and Idris Elba.
How was that?
It was...
It's like a survival story.
It's like a survival love story.
Okay. There's a mountain between them.
There's a mountain. Actually, they're both on the same side of the mountain.
It's not between them. It's between them and survival.
And there is a mountain between them because they both come from different perspectives. Mm-hmm. So there is a metaphorical mountain in there somewhere. But mostly they're just dealing with the actual mountain. It just kind of hits beats and you're fine with it, and both of your actors are great. And they have a nice chemistry. Mm-hmm. So it's fine. Great. It just didn't blow me away. And then rated, like, they spend so much time on the mountain, by the time you get back to the real world, it's like this kind of like bop 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 done.
You're kind of like
whoa, we solved a lot of problems in like, you know, very quickly and without even on screen time for some of them. Okay. So that, it just felt rushed at the end.
Real 6 days and 7 nights.
Sure.
Oh boy.
R.I.P. Ann Hash. Poor person whose house she ran into
that too.
Yeah, it's all around.
She made some poor choices.
All right. Let's hit the trailers real quick.
Let's hit the trailers.
These are what we saw in the movie theaters. We'll do a quick thought on them. We'll start with the re-release of Avatar. Don't care. Were you an Avatar fan?
I mean, it is pretty much Pocahontas. You know what I'm saying? Right. Yes, like, I'm like, okay. Yeah. But, and let's not get into Pocahontas. Right. I fucking hate John Smith.
Problematic Hontas is what it is.
But I just love Sigourney Weaver.
She's a delight.
Sure, but I can see her in a lot of things.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't have to deal with blue people.
Right, she's not even herself, right? Yeah. She's blue.
Next, we have Wakanda Forever. I mean, I'm excited.
Yes, that trailer gives me chills every time I see it.
Yeah.
Where are you feeling? You were diminishing a little bit. You were saying you were a little worried.
Diminishing?
You were worried. You were worried.
Diminishing? Really,
not diminishing.
Will.
You were worried. You were worried.
How dare you diminish?
You have stated in the past that your opinion, you're worried. You're worried.
You got that off your chest yet, that I was worried?
You were worried.
You're worried. The man was worried.
People need to know.
I was a little worried about essentially trying to put too much into one movie.
Makes sense.
You have, Chadwick Boseman does not, die. You have Black Panther already set up, and then you're going to go through this movie where you got this thing, but now you have to reestablish a whole new Black Panther while you try and introduce this whole other world.
Sure.
Put it all together. Now, I'm going to give Ryan Coogler the benefit of the doubt. Yeah. He did a beautiful job in the first one. There's nothing in the previews that makes me say, oh, this might not be good.
Right.
So I'm on board, but I always get a little nervous.
I
want it to be good. Yeah. I'm rooting for it so hard that, you get that kind of like a home team kind of like, I'm nervous for my
Suicide
team.
Squad.
I'm nervous for my team.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You go back to that and you're like, that trailer was excellent. movie.
Yeah, the first one.
I mean,
one,
Margot Robbie.
Yeah.
Boy, that's why she got to be.
That's
the
why she came
one.
Back. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we did just get burned by Love and Thunder. We were very excited, and it was not great.
We did.
Next up, we had the documentary about David Bowie, Moon Age Daydream.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I love David Bowie much.
You've done David. We did costume or sketch. Or,
well, yeah, we did.
You've dressed up as Bowie.
Speaking of Brendan Fraser, he's coming back.
He is
the whale, baby. I'm so excited for him. He's like making me cry every TikTok I've seen of him, like getting standing ovations at the Venice Film Festival. We did a song in my sketch group, Sly Chum, called Brendan Fraser, and it's basically like, "What's wrong with you people? Hire this man," and it's to the tune of David Bowie song. And he dressed like David Bowie. We had his whole like leotard
I remember the images.
He can thank you.
He can.
There you go.
He can Brendan
thank
Fraser.
You.
I did this for you.
You're welcome.
I brought it back for you. But he deserves everything. He's excellent. So.
Yes, I enjoy him as well.
Yeah.
So I'm looking forward to the documentary.
I love David Bowie. I'm on board. I would just show up to watch images with his music.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't need much else.
On.
Yeah. I don't need much else. Yeah.
Then we have Black Adam, which is.
I don't know what that is.
The Rock.
The
Rock superhero movie.
It's The Rock.
I don't know. Yeah. I do like Dwayne, right?
Sure.
Yeah. Who doesn't like Dwayne?
We're an action podcast. We're obligated to like
we
him.
We love him.
But we worry about him.
We do.
You know what I mean? And we worry about anybody who dives into the DC universe.
Yeah. It's currently crumbling.
Right. I know.
And then last but not least, they keep trying to tell me this is like the biggest movie since Jaws. Oppenheimer.
Yeah, they're not giving us a lot.
Well, it's also Christopher Nolan, so it's going to be like an unnecessarily complicated story that doesn't need to be,
right,
with everybody forgetting about acting and
but
and
maybe good they'll writing. Do a practical effect or two that you'll love.
They'll blow something up.
They'll blow something up.
To Oppenheimer.
It's about the guy who invented the
atom bomb.
Yeah.
Who's in that?
The star is
Cillian Murphy.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Huge cast.
Love him.
Yeah. Love him. Yeah.
His eyes are insane.
I know. Yeah, I always saw the trailer for it. Nope. It was the last one that they snuck in.
Well, we're like, is this part of Nope?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, his eyes. I mean, I think a lot of the movie's in black and white, so you might not get to see the sea blue eyes.
I'm out.
I mean, Jaws could come out of his eyes. I mean, it's sea blue. I mean, they're beautiful.
I did extra work a long time when I was in L.A., and I was in the movie In Time. Justin Timberlake and Amanda Seyfried. Is that right?
Seyfried.
Yeah.
And he was the nicest.
Oh.
He came over and talked to the extras. And when he talked to me, he got so close to me, I thought his eyes were fake. Because he has this like eyedrop effect where like his pupil like kind of drops.
Huh.
If that makes sense. Like it's a thing that happens to your eyes, but like I just couldn't stop staring at his eyes because I'm like, are they real? What's happening? They're so blue. And
you just reached out.
You're like the little black part in your eye is like not right in a good way. You look beautiful.
Like Bowie. Yeah. The flaw makes it work.
Yes. Yeah. And he is so nice. What a nice fella. Yeah.
I don't know nice any man. Flaws in Bowie.
Well, he's got the one always enlarged pupil.
Yeah, constantly dilated.
Lucky
him.
Dilated.
Lucky him.
Okay.
I tell you what, I would have been Bowie if my pupil had been dilated. Wait, what made him better. That's
literally it.
Yeah. That's
wasn't
it.
Wasn't his genius.
Nope.
Nah.
Just the eye. Just the eye. Lucky guy.
Awesome.
Genetics for the win.
That's all it was. Yeah. That's all it was.
So I don't care about Oppenheimer.
If it's not in color, count me out.
I think that's fair.
I think that's fair too.
Well, should we dive into Jaws?
Let's get into it.
All right. Here we go. Here's the letterbox.
Here we go. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Jaws.
Do we have to letterbox this? I love it.
We don't, but we're going to
do it.
We're going to. Don't go in the water.
That's true.
When an insatiable great white shark terrorizes the townspeople of Amity Island, the police chief, an oceanographer, and a grizzled shark hunter seek to destroy the bloodthirsty beast. Directed by Steven Spielberg, starring Roy Scheider, Robert Shaw, Richard Dreyfuss, Murray Hamilton, Lorraine Gary, Bruce, and many other talented people.
Bruce
the Shark.
This movie, I'll save it for my 30 seconds.
Okay, all right.
Based on a bull shark, Jaws.
Based on a bull shark?
The book, yeah. It wasn't a great white because it terrorized the lake. I mean, the channel, not, you know, because bull sharks are fresh and
they can do both.
They can go in the salt and the fresh. So it was the book, I believe, was a bull shark, and the real story was a bull shark that terrorized.
Yeah, like 1916 or something. Yeah.
I believe so.
There you go.
There it is.
I remember them talking about it. Because I was like, oh my God, great white shark. Oh no. Well, bull shark is worse.
There you go. Good to know.
They can be in the fresh water.
Yeah.
Lakes, man.
That shouldn't be allowed.
That should not be allowed.
That shouldn't be allowed.
You're supposed to be in salt water. Yeah.
That's our one defense is you don't come in this lake.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we got going for.
That's all we got.
We can't survive.
We need a water safe haven.
Oh boy.
Pools.
Pools. That's why we invented pools.
That's
probably why we did it.
And then the bacteria gets you.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, God.
Okay, 30 on the board.
30 on the board.
And go.
This movie is about people, you know, not understanding sharks, really. I mean, this movie could have easily been just been called, like, Will at the 7-Eleven. You know what I mean? Insatiable man comes and, like, terrorizes 7-Eleven. Probably a little drunk. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, they just didn't understand that this guy's hungry as F, dude.
Hungry.
He's just, like, he's not getting enough out of these seals, and he wants a little human action, and I get it. Sometimes the egg salad sandwich isn't enough. I hit the taquitos. Taquitos don't know any better. They've been on the rollers.
Very well, good.
Went down an interesting path.
7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Shout out.
Yeah. When you're reading the letterbox, I was like, insatiable shark. Yeah. I was like, I relate to that.
Yeah.
I relate to being hungry in a way that feels insatiable.
No, they
Richard
try to get you
Dreyfuss
out.
Was right. Yeah. Sleep, eat babies. They should say poop, too.
Yeah,
they do poop.
He said baby.
Just okay, for reference, there's commas. Yeah. It's not like sleep, eat babies. Yeah, it's like sleep, comma, eat, comma.
baby.
Yeah.
I mean, it'll eat a baby.
Sure.
Yeah.
A human baby.
Yeah, a human baby.
Or other species baby.
Who knows?
I don't know if sharks eat their own young.
They didn't bring that up.
No. Ooh, I hope not. That's rough.
That was left to the mystery, whether it would eat other babies.
Egads.
All right, let's get into this. I'll tell you how it all works. Super simple. We rate 1 to 5. 1 being is the worst. 5 being, oh my goodness, Academy. And then you got everything in between. We do 5 categories. Action, acting, directing, story, and good. We may shift acting into like horror suspense for this.
Action.
Into horror suspense. Maybe acting too, depending how bad it was. Kidding. These are jokes. Somebody get a rim shot going.
Oh, sorry.
Somebody make this happen.
Nope, that was the applause.
Yeah. There's one.
We have little buttons. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Fraser Crane.
Underused. All right. So let's start it off with horror suspense. We'll do horror suspense just because, like, action. This isn't a punch and kick. This is like suspense, thriller, horror.
Okay. Well, somebody else start because I rated action. I'm going to adjust my rating.
Jen, you looked ready.
What am I rating on?
Heavy eye contact said you're ready.
Horror suspense.
A five. I couldn't swim in the pool in my own tub for like. I saw this movie way too young. And if you saw me on the last, or saw me, if you heard me on the last podcast, I watched horror movies way too young. Mm-hmm. And this was one my mom thought was great for me as a child to watch.
Yeah.
A 5.
Yeah, terrifying. Yeah. We got to call your mom.
Sandy, you're in trouble.
You're for a librarian. She's not erring on the side of cautious. You know what I mean? Think librarian prudent. Well, you know, like
She get the classics. That's great. There you go. She got the classics right.
She didn't care if it scared you. She wanted you to see the important thing.
She's like, this is important cinema.
There you go.
Like, she just forgot the age at which you should watch said classics.
Yes. But a 5 for sure.
Awesome.
Very, very frightening.
Yes.
And you get to be the shark. You know what I'm saying? Like, you get to be in the shark's POV, which is, like, even more terrifying because it makes you feel like a monster.
Yeah.
You're eating everybody.
Believe me, I feel that way already.
You're looking at legs, like, which one looks the most delicious?
Michael Myers, Jason, you know, you're in their POV, too, so we're basically, a serial killer underwater.
That's true.
Right. Or just a shark.
A serial killer.
See, this is where sharks get a bad name.
I'm sorry, shark community. They deserved it, all of them.
Deserves got nothing to do with it. Yes, I would. I mean, this has to be a 5. Okay. A suspense thriller. It has to be a 5. It spawned a genre.
It did.
You know what I mean? It spawned a genre of jump cuts and scary suspense, not being able to kind of see the monster for a while, and yet keeping me frightened. They spent some time. They didn't. You know, something that's beautiful about Spielberg is even in this movie, like, him not having a budget actually helped him on some level build this movie. And so his lack of resources was actually what, and his ability to work within that is kind of his genius, at least in this movie. So, I mean, it's a 5. It's Jaws.
Yeah.
It's legend. You know what I mean?
Legendary.
You go back, you know, it was came out in 75. You know what I mean? You go back now to go see it in a theater because it's that epic. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So I have to give it a 5 in suspense story.
Ooh la la.
Well, I will agree with a 5.
Whoa,
I jumped in the theater, which was a lot of fun. When the head in the
boat.
I did
too.
I totally jumped. Oh my God.
I forgot that head. I was like, I know he's going to find the body.
So the fact
that I know something's and I it'd been so long I'd forgotten the order of scenes, so I it was fun to watch again and be like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think, and this will come into directing, but the ingenuity of working with a shark that doesn't want to show itself.
Yes.
Technologically speaking.
Yeah.
He had to work around it, and I think so many people probably, I mean, maybe he took that from someone else, but the idea of not, I mean, Alien does it as well. You don't see it.
Oh,
it's just something out there. And that is way scarier using your imagination. Think, you know, the ear getting cut off in Reservoir Dogs. Like, you know it's happening, but you don't see it. And that's gross.
Yeah.
And I think
Ew, ear.
On a side note, that's gross.
It's gross.
Real
gross.
Nasty.
But effective.
Right.
Yes.
You know, and that's the biggest problem with, I think, CGI these days is we have the ability to show you the monsters all the time.
And they're not great.
They're not great. It's like, just leave it until the end.
And even if they are great, like, to some of the suspenses, you don't know where it is. Like, the brilliance of being like, okay, we're going to hook barrels to this thing.
Yeah. Yes.
So, like,
so
he dives, and then you're like, oh, are we safe? Are we not safe? And then a barrel comes up, and you're like, oh.
The dock.
Like, it might as well be a shark.
The dock coming.
Yes. The dock.
That's terrifying. Do you guys notice how squeaky his shoes are?
Oh, yeah.
When he's trying to get up on that dock. Yeah. Goodness. I'm telling Jay, I'm like, his squeaky shoes. And he's like, I don't care about the shoes. I'm looking at the dock and the shark. I'm like, but his shoes are really squeaky.
Really squeaky.
Somebody's got to put some de-squeak on those. You're attracting sharks with your squeakiness. You sound like a little seal, you know what I mean? A little squeaky seal. I'm like, get that squeak.
Yeah, squeaky shoes.
It still builds tension.
Love that.
And I think even knowing now that you don't fully see the shark, even knowing that there's a tension of like, well, when's he going to show? Like, how long do I have to not see the shark and kind of just know that people are getting eaten? I mean, that first death is just so, like, terrifying because you're thinking, like, this woman's legs are being shredded.
Yeah.
And then she gets to the buoy.
Oh, that's the worst. You think she's okay. She's like, help me.
But even then, but she's still bleeding out. Yeah. You know, like, you ain't making it back to shore.
You're dead either way. It's just whether he continues to eat you or not.
Eat me. Ooh, eat me whole.
Eat me.
I don't want my legs done.
I also realized, and I had forgotten, like, the whole Ace Ventura when he's in the tank and he's going getting slashed back and forth. That's a direct rip of Jaws. Because she's in it and you just see her on the top of the water, like, sliding back
with
and forth.
With her, like, body being contorted.
There's a comical piece to that, which I appreciate. I was like, oh my God, Ace Ventura in the tank. Yeah. He's like,
oh my God.
I didn't even think about that.
Splashed around.
Yeah. I love that part. I remember that now.
Made me
that's
chuckle.
Hilarious.
Made me chuckle.
Well, speaking of Ace Ventura.
Yeah.
How do we grade acting?
Acting. what you calling it over the top?
No.
He's saying these guys are over actors?
No, not in the least.
I'll let Ian go first. You're the acting guru.
Oh, am I?
Okay.
I just made that
Mr.
up.
Mr. Meisner.
There you go.
Stanislav. What's up, bud?
That's what they call me. 4.5.
Mm.
4.5. I feel like everybody's the three of them in particular, the chemistry between them is so good.
Yeah.
And it works so well. Heck, I could probably go to a 5 if I really wanted to.
Did you just throw Heck around?
I did throw Heck around. I'm sorry. But the three of them are fantastic. And I think if it was just the three of them in this movie, 5. I think there's some other performances that are fine, you know? They're fine. They're not bad. They're just fine.
I love it.
The mayor's great, too. He's fun.
The mayor's fun.
But yeah, I think the performances, they still hold up. I'm watching it. It's realistic. It's believable.
Yeah.
Roy Scheider is... I mean, all three of them. Just
all three of them fantastic. Are great.
Yeah.
All
love
three
it.
Of them are great.
So 4 or 5.
And I think that, I think you're right. The chemistry sells it, really. All of them have great chemistry. They all seem to, and from what you're telling me, they did not all get along necessarily.
They did not. Robert Shaw was drinking a lot.
Which one is Robert Shaw? Clint?
Quint. He was drinking at that point in his career. Bit of a drinker.
I mean, he looks like a bit of a
drinker. It works.
Eating those crackers.
Yeah.
Brilliant acting.
More food acting than we love. Cracker eating, tomato eating. The legends know how to eat.
They do.
You.
I'll relay this little tidbit story. Roy Scheider said he was a lovely man.
Yeah.
Robert Shaw. But when he was as soon as he had one drink, he became competitive and a dick. And
dang.
Was not him and Dreyfuss did not get along. And they were on the boat one day and he was having a drink. And he said, I wish I could quit drinking. So Dreyfuss grabbed the drink, threw it in the water. And everybody was like, what?
Recycle. That's where all the trash is coming from.
It's Dreyfuss.
Dreyfuss. I'm disappointed. Yeah. Yep. No, that's a good story, though.
And he did the monologue drunk, the USS Indianapolis, and then couldn't get anything from it. So they filmed it the next day. He apologized to Spielberg, said, let me give it another shot. Got it in one take.
I mean,
and that's the one you see.
Yeah, that's the one you see. And he's just,
let's be honest, like, if there's a highlight in acting in this movie, in my opinion, it's that monologue.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just go back to, like, this Lord of the Rings. We're talking about the exposition and how clunky it is and how, like, you're trying to build a character with just, like, talking about something that happened.
Yeah.
This monologue is how you do it. If you're going to do it, if you want to understand a character in a monologue that's well-written and, like, really, I mean, he's...
Yeah.
Oh, it's shivery the way you get it.
And
you
it's
get
still. What he's doing. Very still through the whole thing. He doesn't do a lot of, I mean, he's eating the crackers.
Right.
But you're like, I want to hire this man for anything. Yeah. Like, he sold me. I don't have $10,000, but I'll give it to you if I can get it. Just do whatever you're going to do.
Yeah.
Because I believe you.
I believe you. Uh-huh. No, he's great in it. Dreyfuss brings a lovely energy in terms of just, like, he's plucky and funny and but also sarcastic. He's so good in it. And then Roy Scheider.
Roy Scheider.
We'll get it right at some point. Yeah, he's like really
straight man.
Yeah, well, minimal, but like he's wearing it all.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. You get that this is just like he's came here to like relax a little bit and he knows the pressure of the island and he's wearing all of that. Like, you know, when the widowed the woman whose child dies comes up and slaps him,
really,
and
you're just like 17 times.
I just wanted you to know that.
And yeah,
that's
and
my boy.
And she could do with an acting lesson.
Yeah,
but
you read that
the haterade. But Roy sells it.
He does, and
it's really well done. So I give it a 4.5.
4.5
for acting. And well, just I would say probably without Robert Shaw, Quint, might have gone down a little bit. But that monologue just 4.5.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm going to give it a 5.
Fair enough.
Because I know that sounds weird because there are a lot of performances that are like wackadoodle, but I want to give it up for all the side characters too, because they really made Amity is what the town's called.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That town, like you get the busybodiness of this town. One of my favorite characters only has one line, and it's they caught the tiger shark, and he's like, "What kind of a shark is it?" And then he's like, "It's a tiger shark," and he's like, "A what?" Yeah. It is like without a doubt the funniest bit in the movie. It makes me laugh so hard. I'm like, Jay, you gotta stay up for this moment. And he's like, no, he went to sleep. And I'm like, this guy, like, who is this guy? I gotta find out who this actor is, because he just like was so committed to like whatever accent he was doing, or if that was just his accent.
Yeah.
But like, literally, that's the small parts that make this movie like just a community. The mayor is like such a busybody. Like,
oh god,
you know, you gotta keep this open. You
know, he's such a kind of a sleaze bag. Knows it. And I also felt like something that has been lost in movies a little bit that this movie still did was that kind of like people coming to a room and there's a cacophony of kind of noise and chatter and stuff like that, like when they first come into the first meeting. Mm-hmm. Like there's this kind of just like sense of like everyone talking and everyone seemingly having real dialogue, real opinions. They all come in with their real points of view.
Great characters that
they were like, okay, you're gonna be I know who I am, I'm the shop owner, I'm the lady, I'm this person, I'm that person. So you get that and some of that will go into directing for me as well, but like we can move into
into directing right now. Unless you got more.
I don't. You're right. Into directing.
Well, one more shout out. The lady that is his receptionist, and she's like, that karate hits are chopping. Like, come on.
That's a great moment.
These ladies are, like, these moments are hilarious.
Weirdly funny movie.
Weirdly funny movie.
Did not
maintain the humor.
Forgot how funny this movie really is. There's a lot of really good humor.
The old guy,
that lady was great.
She was so great.
The old guy, Roy Scheider, keeps, like, brushing off with the bike wheel, and then he says something mean to him. I forget, on the beach.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Directing.
Mm. Golly, can I?
You haven't started.
I haven't started yet.
Let's hear it.
I'm scared. I don't. I gotta give it at least a 5.
Right?
I'm in agreement with you.
I think we all are. Yeah. 5, 5, 5.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! Like, he just does everything right in this movie. And one of the things I mean, obviously it's beautifully shot. It looks wonderful.
Yeah.
And you know, in today's modern world of green screen, he went out and earned those shots.
Yes, he did.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You were out on the water waiting for that sunrise or sunset to have Robert Shaw just kind of like silhouetted up on the bowsprit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like some of those shots, you're just like, oh my goodness,
so good.
You earned this, bro.
He does a great thing too, which I love with Spielberg, like where he puts like really earnest moments with like family, and that moment when the kid is copying him.
Oh, yep, love that scene.
I mean, he's so good with children, first of all. I mean, in a professional way.
Don't mind me. I'm just the sicko in the room. Yeah.
And he just knows how to capture like that. I believe the frame doesn't change much. Like they do like close-ups, but mm-hmm. like they have that wide. Mm-hmm. And just like getting those performances out of children with an adult, it's just... He's really good at getting those moments that are just like human and not written. They don't seem written. They seem very improvised, but it's probably written, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Very cool.
Yeah. That moment for me, I was telling Will, is fantastic because it lets you, now that I have a kid, I understand that moment really well, which is from Scheider's perspective where he says like, come over here, give me a kiss. It's like, he's saying to this kid, like life is killing me right now, but you giving me a little kiss is gonna make me feel better. You don't understand what's going on, but I need that from you, whether you know it or not. And he's like, you know, get out of here. So many little, like the old guy, like the secretary, Spielberg does that great job of building this town without forcing it on you. You know, you just see it in and around when they're on the beach, the people talking to him, building the terror. And then you're more scared about Scheider's kids because you're like, are they gonna get eaten?
Yep.
Especially when they're in the bay and the one girl's like, there's a shark. And Shire at first isn't, nobody's taking it seriously because the little kids.
Yeah.
And then he starts to run and you're like, oh, get there in time, dude, get there in time.
Yeah.
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 It's just,
yeah.
The directing of this movie is what makes this, I mean, yes, there's brilliant performances. So many things happen, but you don't get that without a director understanding how to take what is a mess and turn it into, you know, the first blockbuster.
Yeah.
Right. You know, the first huge summer movie. And all credit to Steven Spielberg on this situation.
Good job, Steven.
Good job, Steven. And what a nice way to highlight that moment with the child. It's such a nice way to kind of like highlight a mood and a thing that you could have done exposition for, or you could have like made some you know, angsty scene where he tries to like vent about it. Mm-hmm. But like you just had a kid who obviously is looking at his dad and realizes his dad is different. He's not the fun loving dad.
Yes.
And he's trying to on some level help his dad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But he doesn't know how.
Yeah.
And he's trying to like do fun, cute, like I'm trying to understand you by doing what you're doing.
Yeah.
You know, and then the dad kind of realizes like, oh right, you know, like you're affected by me as well.
Yep.
I need to make you feel safe and that things are okay.
Right.
And give me a little sugar and we're moving on. You know what I mean? And a really tall glass of wine.
You know what I mean? Gosh, that like, pour! I was like, that's a nighttime pour.
Yeah. Okay. That's the Johnny Depp mega pint right there. Yeah.
Wasn't dry, but like, oh, there's ice in your okay. Yeah. Mixing it with your whiskey.
Oh yeah. That scene even with those three is really delightful really too.
The wife is great. Lorraine Gary.
Oh, she's so great.
When he's reading the shark book. And she's like, here, calm down.
Yeah.
Full cup of whiskey.
Yeah.
You know, it's just everybody.
I don't know how he got on the boat. He was so wasted. Right?
But so many things like that, the scene with the kid informs us so much about Roy Scheider without dialogue.
Yeah.
It's like, I understand how he feels. I understand how he feels towards his family, towards the community as a cop. Like, so much you're able to just figure out from the two of them having this back and forth and the wife watching and understanding as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. And Dreyfuss in that scene is so lovely in that, like, he's, you know, his actions are informed by who he is. He's a rich kid who has had privilege and is always been a little bit smarter than everybody else. So he shows up at this house like in a very kind of like presumptive way with a bottle of wine,
two bottles,
takes the food. Like, you eating that? You know what I mean? Like, I'm here to do this thing. You know what I mean? And maybe not read the room as well as I could be.
Right.
but also like you
endearing.
Know, like,
it is endearing. His laugh. I love his laugh. His laugh is just like makes you like, I can't hate you. You're so cute.
Adorable. All right. Yes.
Story.
Story.
I'll go first on story.
Please.
Story for me is a 3.
Okay.
Okay.
You know, this is kind of, I mean, the writing is good. There's some nice writing in here. You know, the monologue we talked about before, some of the lines that are just, you know, like the karate line is just wonderfully like, you know, that could be in an improv show somewhere and like would just bang on laughs. And she delivers it wonderfully.
She does.
Yes.
You know, so there's a lot of like really nice dialogue in this, in a 3. But in terms of story, it's like, guys get together and go kill shark. We're not breaking news here. So 3 for me.
At 3.5, I felt like it took a monster movie and did something interesting with it. And maybe the biggest thing was just not showing you the shark, which isn't necessarily a story.
No.
But you love one-liners. This movie's got a butt ton of them. And even though We're Gonna Need a Bigger Boat was improvised,
yeah,
it's still a line in the movie. So I think there's enough.
Improvised lines are still writing.
But it's such a simple story, which is what makes it so good.
Yeah.
Monster comes, guys go get monster. Those that live come back. I mean, you know, simple, easy, fun. Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, I think like 4.5, maybe even of like 4, just because it is such a simple concept and story. And it was taken from a book about a bull shark. So, I mean, it wasn't an original idea. It was something, it was, you know, conceptualized from that. But it's fine. Yeah. I think it's the acting and the directing that makes it, you know.
Yeah.
They did apparently kick the author off set, though, because he was trying to put too many subplots in. There was like a mafia subplot in there.
Oh, my God.
I feel like I need to read this
book. Well, the guy came from New York. He was like a New York policeman.
Sheriff. So maybe that follows him. Maybe I should read the book.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But yeah.
Real Mario Puzo, this guy.
And I think the author has said if he understood sharks better, he probably would have written a different book. But he just didn't understand how sharks work.
Nobody does.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, that's true. We're all fascinated.
We are.
Yeah.
Real sons of bitches. Well, I think we're all probably landing in the same spot here.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Guts a five.
This movie holds up 47 years later.
Yeah.
Like and after several watches. I mean, this isn't none of us are watching this for the first time. Mm-mm. And I can speak for myself, but we all came away with when I said I speak for myself, I meant all of us. We all came away with a really good, like, fresh. I felt it was fresh to me on some level. It was like, oh, right, I forgot about this. And, oh, I loved that. And, oh, right, there's so much stuff that is just beyond your normal kind of like, right, Jaws, it's about the shark thing. That you're like, oh, I'd forgotten so much of this movie that it really felt fresh to me.
Yeah.
I mean, the kill scene of the little kid is very brutal.
Yeah.
For that time, showing that, even though you don't see the shark, but you see him getting sucked down in the raft and the blood. I mean, that is intense to watch because, that's guys, just so you know, sharks are real and people really do get killed by sharks. So we're seeing this and being like, it's not like Jason or Michael Myers. Like, this is a real thing that's in the ocean right now. It's terrifying.
And then, you know,
thank you for the news update, by the way. That was really good.
Sharks are real. Really, and there's been a spree of shark attacks lately. So just so you know.
Yeah.
Avoid the sharks.
Yes.
Avoid the ocean.
It's a movie that contains many a gut punch, but a lot of fun, too.
So much fun.
Yeah, to be able to mix that kind of humor with that kind of horror and do it well and not make it feel disjointed is really, really well done.
Yeah.
And when you see the shark, you know, we were talking about not seeing it is pretty terrifying. But when he's shoveling the shit and then he sees the shark for the first time, it's still terrifying.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That black eye, you're like,
mm-hmm.
A doll's eye.
Gets what's his name? Robert Shaw in his mouth. Yeah. And he's getting scrunched.
Oh, my God. I had forgotten. I had thought Quint goes out with this kind of like, ready to die. He's not ready to die.
It's not.
Nobody's as ready to die as I think
his
they are.
His mouth is full of blood.
Yeah. Oh, and especially after the, like, he survived all these sharks.
I know.
Oh, it's so true. I had forgotten that. I had forgotten. Like, I think a lot of times in these kinds of movies, when you see that old grizzled guy, when they do die, there's a level of like, I'm going in for one last one, and I'm going out with him. Kind of like the camera guy in Nope. Like, you know, he kind was of is ready. Yeah.
He was ready.
Quint was not, and I think that adds so much.
I think Quint was on the fence, because he definitely comes out with two life jackets. He swore off life jackets for the rest of his life. He's like, if I'm going down, I'm going to
die. That's true.
If it comes to this, I'm going to die in this water, and I'm okay with that. I'm not going to survive to like watch everyone else and this whole thing go bad.
Right.
He just didn't want to get chomped.
Nobody does.
Yeah. So nobody he puts two life jackets on. I can't remember.
No, he gives each of them a life jacket.
He gives each of them a life jacket, but he doesn't give himself
one. Should have put it on. It would have been harder to been eaten. You know what I'm
saying?
Dude,
yeah. Like, gets the teeth into the lifey. You're feeling good about that.
If I'm going in you, you're going to get a tummy ache, damn it.
And the last scene in the movie, which is while the credits are rolling and they get to the beach and they get on the beach. And I'm sitting there watching them swim, and I was like, please, please let them get to the beach before the credits finish. I need that. I need to know they made it to land safely.
That's so
I had forgotten
true.
About that shot.
Yeah.
Me too.
And the fact that he leaves it in there and you see them like slowly swim and then get out and you don't hear anything. You just see him in the back. I was like, I needed that. I really yeah. needed to know they live.
Yeah. yeah. There's yeah. still yeah. more sharks. Bruce yeah, isn't the only one.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
We got a lot more movies. So our totals, mine was 23, Will's was 22.5, and Jen's is 24.5. Maybe the highest review anything's ever gotten on this show.
Yeah.
Die Hard is the only
Die
other.
Hard is, yeah, Die yeah. Hard did really well for
did
us.
Did really well.
Yeah.
Nice.
So, Ray Wreck, I think we could all say 5.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You don't need to pay for it, but
yeah.
go see it.
It's worth it.
Yeah.
It's even good on YouTube.
It's even good on YouTube. That yeah. says a lot.
That says a lot. All right, so next week.
Next week.
We got a show for you.
We do.
Jen, being our newcomer, is going to do a little movie pick for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, Jen, I'll let you introduce it.
We're going to do one of a movie that I should have watched as a child. This time it was my dad, so we played Jeff. Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
Ooh,
dee, 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 dee,
yeah. dee, dee, 1988.
And I believe it's one of the haunted houses in Horror Nights at Universal.
There you go.
And so I think maybe it's Universal, only in Orlando.
It's relevant.
It's relevant.
It's coming back. These
It'll
clowns.
Be relevant after we review it. So know that.
Yes,
also next week,
yeah, so.
We're going to play a little game called Nickname.
Mm-hmm.
So be ready for that. We're going to come up with some nicknames for each other, yep. just some aliases, some maybe some call signs, if you want to call them call signs,
Maverick.
You know, so we can have some fun on the show with that.
Maverick.
So if you have any ideas,
if you have any ideas,
IG,
yeah. make them nice. Don't be mean.
Yeah, don't be mean.
That's for us to do. So
I have one for myself, but it's not for this channel.
Right. That's all we got
that's
for the
all
show.
We got. So we'll see you next week.
See you next week. Thank you guys for tuning in.
Yeah. Thanks for having me back.
Oh, thanks for being
a
series regular.
Yes, always.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, there's a man eating bomb in the oven.
Wait, what? Is that a fart
joke?
Say,
I would say exit the pool.
Exit the pool.
Exit the pool.
Yeah, there you go.
Exit the pool on the land side.
Oh, there you go.
That.
There you go. We will release that on the IG, or if you want to, we can say it now.
We say it now, I think.
Yeah, let's say it now.